Behold, I come to thee. Save me, Jesu, if I fall. Shame upon my brow. Yet unbidden do I come to study thy wounds. Amen. Well, that's why we're here tonight, isn't it? To study Jesus' wounds and to look beyond to the time when they are healed. Not just the wounds that Buxtehude will reveal through his stirring cantata, not just in the gritty lyrics that Cohen shared, and not just in Jesus' sorrow over Lazarus, when he must have been imagining his own time in the tomb. We also come to study our own wounds. That's part of what we offer these next 7 days. All those aspects of the human experience that frame the last week of Jesus' life, they frame our lives too. They've especially framed the past year for many of us in so many ways. Pierced by changing circumstances we could not possibly have imagined. Gouged and gored by anxiety and dislocation, and feeling the acute loneliness of isolation in our wounded hearts. That is the mystery of both Holy Week and the beautiful music that we experience with it tonight and beyond. The story of Holy Week and the music that brings it to life will speak of our wounds and our healing. We are meant to be taken to a place that is so much bigger than our own small lives, but one in which we know we are so intimately a part, because in story and song, we come to realize that we have shared something with all from whom we hear this night, the joys and the agonies of Buxtehude, Bach, Cohen, Mary, Martha, Lazarus, Jesus. Let's look at the story first. You can almost hear Cohen in his dialogue with God teetering between surrender and accusation. He struggles with his own mortality, as we all will this week and beyond. Almost letting go, as he says, Hineni, over and over. It's almost as though he's recalling those same words spoken by Abraham, his sacrifice. Here I am. Isaiah in his calling. Moses in his obedience. But also, like Martha and Mary in the gospel, willing to surrender like Jesus, grateful for the dealer, the healer, the maker. Like all of us, Cohen is such a bundle of contradictions. He's taking God to task for not being there, referencing the Holocaust and alluding to suffering in general. He asks through his enigmatic prose, where is God in all this? Much like Martha and Mary in today's gospel, they both say, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But we all know that that can be taken both ways, right? It can be, Lord, I know you have power even over death, but where were you? And that's part of the paradox we all grapple with this week. Mary, Martha, Cohen, us. Where is God in the midst of suffering? But then as the gospel closes, hope dawns. The stone is taken away. Released from bondage, the promise of new life is fulfilled. That's the journey that we sign up for tonight, with Cohen, the gospel, and all the music that we will hear. What is beautiful and holy about the music tonight is that it mirrors our experience of Holy Week, which is just another way of saying it's true to our lives. It's true to the human condition. Each piece acknowledges the reality of sorrow and suffering, but surrounds it in an embrace of God's love and hope. In Membra Jesu Nostri, Buxtehude speaks candidly about the shame on our brows and the raging lion who seeks to carry the day. He doesn't shy away from sin and death. But see, the trio and the aria are bracketed by the lover's text from the Song of Solomon, as though we are meant to know that we are embraced in hope and joy by the beloved. Just as the joy and hope of Palm Sunday and Easter morning bracket our experience of Holy Week. And Bach, staring the end in the face, says he could be content if only it were the Lord's hands who closed his eyes in death. At the end of the service, even when we go to dark Gethsemane, we are reminded in the tune's very name that it's nicht so traurig, not so sad. And if you think this last year has been a time of uncertainty, suffering, and death, look at the times in which these composers lived. Bach, Buxtehude, Johann Franck. All these composers lived in times and circumstances when they were grateful to get through any week, let alone Holy Week. And yet out of it all, they provide us with such compelling music. Beautiful because it's true to life, not shying away from suffering. And holy because it is surrounded by hope and joy. Which brings us back to Leonard Cohen. As much as he says you want it darker, he lets the light shine through when it's time. As he says in another place, at another time, in another song, now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. In the spirit of that compelling text, what I am saying is this. Through all our music tonight, versicle, response, cantata, song, and hymn, with every fourth, fifth, and even augmented sixth, you won't hear hallelujah. But the echo and anticipation of that rejoicing is in the music, just as it is in our lives. And we'll say the words soon enough. Amen.